Hello and welcome to Build, and welcome to our presentation on improving app monetization and discoverability with Microsoft Advertising. My name is Trevor Yates, and I'm a Senior Product Marketing Manager.
My name is Michael Johnson. I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist.
And we know that it's difficult to get users to pay for your apps, and that you guys are looking for other ways to monetize, and advertising is becoming more and more important. Well, we're thrilled to announce a few new tools that will help you improve the effectiveness of advertising and help you gain volume of downloads for your apps. Now, there are three things you can do to improve app monetization and discoverability. The first thing you can do is install the new ad SDKs we're announcing here at Build. These ad SDKs take just minutes to install, and they're designed to unlock demand from advertisers. The second thing you can do is leverage the new Pub Center. We heard loud and clear that the old Pub Center needed some improvement. We're thrilled to announce that we have a new Pub Center. It's been redesigned from the ground up, and we think you'll like it. The third thing you can do is to buy advertising to promote your app. Now, this capability is something you guys have been asking for a while, and we're excited to announce that it's currently available on Windows Phone and the United States. All right. Let's learn more about how the new ad SDKs can help you earn more money in your apps. Now, the new ad SDKs do three things to unlock demand from advertisers. The first thing they do is they align to mobile ad industry standard called MRAID version 1.0. Basically, that means that advertisers have to do less work to launch ads, and that will unlock demand. The second thing that these new ad SDKs do is that they enable third-party ad serving on Windows 8.1, as well as Windows phones, and third-party ad serving of interactive ads. So Windows recently had a policy change, and these new ad SDKs take advantage of that policy change, and they let advertisers work with their mobile rich media vendor of choice, basically the people who build the creative, and then they partner with Microsoft Advertising to serve these beautiful interactive ads in your app. Now, the third thing that these new ad SDKs do is they connect to the Microsoft Ad Exchange. What that means is you're tapping into a whole new and really robust source of demand. Now, in order to take advantage of it, you need to update your ad SDK. And the good news is it takes just a few minutes, and Michael Johnson's going to walk you through how to do it.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Trevor. We'll go to a Visual Studio demo. So I'm going to go ahead and launch Visual Studio 2013 and actually create a new project. And as you can see here, when I create the new project, and I'm going to use Visual C Sharp, as you can see here with the new announcements of Visual Studio 2013 Update 2, we actually added some new functionalities and features and new app selections to the development environment. As you see here, we have universal apps. And a benefit of universal app, what a universal app allows you to do, and you're going to hear a lot about this at Build, is allows you to take a Windows Phone app and a Windows 8 app and have one solution and also have some shared code between the two. So if you're thinking about building a Windows Phone app and a Windows 8 app using XAML and C#, you could use some of the same logic and have a code reuse about 90%. So I'm just going to start just a quick app, and I'm going to just leave it as app 1 and just go ahead and run just to create a startup app and a project so you can see. And while that's running, you'll see how it'll create three project solutions for you, the developer. So I'm just going to kind of rearrange my windows just a little bit just to kind of walk through a couple of things that you'll get. As you can see here, I have my solution. The solution consists of the three projects. With the three projects, I have a Windows 8.1 project, and I have a Windows Phone 8.1 project, and the new thing that we have now is the App Shared project. And so if I just minimize those so you could kind of see what we get in each solution, you can see the three projects. Now, within each project, I actually get all of the things that you would get if you started the Windows Phone app or a Windows 8 app. I got my main page XAML, which I'm open here for Windows 8.1, and I also got my main page XAML for Windows Phone. Another thing that I want to kind of show you and do is right now my Windows 8.1 project is set for startup. I'm actually going to go ahead and change that to set the solution as startup. And so I'm going to get this window here, to where I'm going to go ahead and say multiple projects as startup. And I'm going to choose start and start for all. So when I launch my solution, it'll actually launch the Windows 8.1 app and the Windows Phone app using the emulator. So now that I did that, I'm just going to go ahead and run it. There's not going to be anything new because it's just I chose the blank solution. So you're just going to see two black blank screens. But this will at least give you an idea that right out of the box, you get a solution that works. And so while that's running, and then the next step we'll do after this run, we'll kind of start showing you how easy it is to integrate our Ad SDK and how quickly you can update an existing app with the new Ad SDK. So you can see here the emulator is running now. And there's Windows 8 popping up. And again, it's just a black screen because we didn't add anything. We don't have any elements or controls. So I'm just going to go ahead and close those and stop my project. So now, to just show you how quick and fast you can actually add our Ad SDKs. Our Ad SDKs for Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1 are automatically inclusive into Visual Studio. So you don't have to go to a separate site to download the Ad SDKs. They're already there for you for Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1. And as you see here, since I'm on my Windows Phone app in my XAML page, you can see here I have the Ad Control. I'm just going to take that from the toolbox and drag it over onto my design window. And you can see here I have the control added. And I can move it around, place it where I want. And over in the code side of the window, so I'm going to readjust my windows again here, you can see where it added a UI ad control element. And this is just a test ad. To get real ads, you will go into our dashboard that Trevor mentioned that we just completely redesigned, which is PubCenter. But you can see here I have that. The other thing that you, and all these steps you can do manually. You can literally type this UI element and XAML yourself if you don't want to use the toolbox and drag it over. But one thing you got to think about, additional step, is the reference. And when you drag and drop over on the Windows Phone part, you'll see that under reference, I automatically got a Microsoft Advertisement Mobile display reference for my namespace and for the Ad SDK. I'm going to do the same thing for my Windows 8 app. If I come to my Windows 8 app, I click on my main page XAML. And I know this seems so easy. This is how easy it is really to get started with our Ad SDK. It's just literally a couple lines of code and making a reference to our Ad SDK. And you can see here I'm dragging and dropping it over. Again, I'm going to adjust my window just so we can look at the code that Visual Studio automatically added for us in XAML. You can see there again, the UI element. Again, this is a test application ID that we want developers to use when they're testing their apps. They can look how placing the ads, where they want to place the ads, and they get Ad SDK easily integrated and implemented. And then once they're ready to go to production, they can actually create production IDs. The other thing that we added here is we have a reference to our namespace. And those are the two lines of code that you add to get our Ad SDK up and running. So again, the same steps with phone, I automatically got a reference. Now, if you decide I don't want to do this and I want to type that code and by myself because there's only two lines of code, you can literally just type it. But to add a reference, you just go to add reference and you'll see a list of all of the reference for Windows 8.1 since that's the project that I'm selected on. And I click on extensions and you will see our Ad SDKs listed here. And you can do the same thing for phone. So now I'm just going to run my little simple blank app with advertisement.
So after a developer upgrades their Ad SDK, what's the next step?
So once they upgrade the Ad SDK and they're not making any other changes, it's a simple upgrade. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes to just change the reference where I was just showing you how to add a reference. And once they do that, they can actually run the WAC test to make sure everything passed, and then they can just submit to the store. And immediately, they're wired up with our new Ad SDK to take advantage of all of the great things that you talked to them about earlier.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. And so as you can see here, we have just a simple test ad. And as Trevor mentioned, we have high interactive ads. You can see the ad, I clicked in it. I'm still within my app. I didn't leave the app. And you can see here, I have hotspots where I can interact with. So it's almost like an app within an app. So that's what's so great about our interactive ads versus a click to banner that clicks you and takes you to a website. Users actually stay within your app. Again, just like your users are familiar with navigating Windows 8, they can hit the back button and go back to your app. And then just close that one out real quick, and you can see here the default ad is the Microsoft banner ad for phone, and that's how simple and easy it is to add our ad SDK to your apps and publish them to the store.
Awesome. Thanks, all Michael.
Right. All right, so right now, so Trevor just talked to you about how we took time to refocus and put effort on redesigning PubCenter, which is the dashboard for you to control all applications for Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone. Additionally, it's the place for you to monitor and watch how your apps are performing for monetization for our advertisement. So I'm going to show a couple slides, and then I'm going to do a demo just to show you some of the new look and feel of the new PubCenter and some of the new features that you could do from alerts and things like that. So first, we changed the immediate page where you go to log in and you can leverage your Microsoft account. So we simplified it, got rid of a lot of the distractions on the page, and it's very simple, straightforward. Log in with Microsoft account and sign in with your Microsoft account to get into PubCenter. The next thing that I'm just excited about, I think it's one of the best things, is from a developer perspective, is I have to turn and look, is the dashboard that you get that you can see how your apps are performing. Not only can you see just individual apps, you can actually see all of your apps. You can do a filter and look at individual apps, you can look at all your apps. The next thing I love is the alert panel, where you can see, hey, I set up PubCenter, or I need to go update my tax information, or I need to update my payment details. How do I want them to send me my money? The second, what I think is just fabulous, because you used to have to leave the main page to go and look at each individual app. Now we took some of that same fill and tile knowledge that we have for Windows 8, how you get notifications. You can now can see that we actually are giving you data directly on each one of your apps on the tile screen. You can see how they're performing, monetization, and it's a very simple, clean UI, something that you could be familiar with. And this is the new UI that we have for you in PubCenter. I'm actually going to step out of PowerPoint for a second and just take you directly to the dashboard so you can see how clean and simple it is, and show you a couple other things in there. So here's my dashboard for all of my apps and my monetization. So here's my PubCenter. You can see I have set up PubCenter. It's a checkbox, so I have completed that step. You can see on add payment details is a caution sign. That's telling me and that's alerting me that, hey, Michael, you need to come in and add payment details if you want us to pay you for your app monetization. Third thing is add tax details, which you definitely have to add because you're going to be making money. You have to figure out, put your tax information in. Then the last one, I could go and create ad units. And if I scroll over, you can see here where I have monetized apps. And then a new feature that Trevor mentioned earlier about adding campaigns where you can promote your app, which we'll talk about a little later. So what I want to just show you is how quickly, just how the interface looked from the old PubCenter to the new PubCenter are creating a new application. And you can see, you could choose between Windows Phone and Windows 8. I could choose an app name and I could create IDs. So let's just do one real fast here. Actually, how about we do this since we're advertisement? I'll say my ad funded, if I could type, app, since we're talking about funding and making money for my app. So you can see how simple and easy it is I could just simply come in and put my ad funded app. That's the interface that you would get. So let's go back and I'm going to just say go ahead and leave page. And then you can see here some new things here where you can go into. Again, this will be a one-page look at all of your apps so you can see all of the monetization. Like I showed you earlier on the screenshots, each one of these tiles for your apps will show up and have calculations of how much money you're making and how those apps are performing. And then the next thing I'll show here is for ad campaigns, which we'll go into more detail. If you had campaigns running for your promoting your apps, if I had 10 or 15 different apps in here and I want to run a campaign for each one, this is where they'll show up. So you can see how I have an overall view, which I have the dashboard, how my apps are performing, and then I have the sub view where I have just the apps, and then another view of just campaigns that I'm running. And so that's the new PubCenter UI.
Awesome. Hope you guys think it's an improvement. So let's talk about promoting your apps. Now, we've heard from developers that app discoverability is a huge challenge, and you want the ability to promote your app and drive installs. We're thrilled to announce that Microsoft Advertising has a new service to help you buy ad inventory to promote your app Currently, the service is available for Windows Phone developers and only in the United States. But don't worry, over time we'll expand to additional geographies and we'll also launch a program for Windows 8. Now, the great news is that promoting your app can be done in just a few simple steps. MJ, take it away.
Okay. So I'm going to do a quick demo for you to just show you how easy it is. So I'm going to go back to my dashboard that I used earlier and just take a Skype ad that's in the Windows Phone Store to just show you how easy it is to do a demo. So as you saw earlier, I'm back into my regular dashboard center, and I mentioned it to you earlier that we was going to come back and show you what Ad Campaigns Promote Your App was all about. So again, it's a simple interface. I'm going to click on Add a Campaign, and it brings up me up a UI element. And so what I need to do is choose Application Store URL. The Application Store URL that you want to use, since you want to promote your own apps, will be your URL to your apps either in the Windows Phone Store. So you can see here, I'm just going to simply copy and paste the URL to the Skype application in the Windows Phone Store. And then we can just name a campaign, and it's Skype campaign. You can see it pull all of the creatives directly from the store. So you don't have to worry about doing some new creatives or graphics or anything like that. It'll pull what you already spent money on to brand your app in the Windows Store.
That's pretty slick. Now, say you don't like that particular ad. Does the developer have other options?
Yes, the developer has a couple options they could choose for layout and format, so how they want to have the ad laid out.
And so all they have to do is click on another button to see it.
Yes, so you go here. You can see the different layouts, just pulling different images again directly from your store. And you can see here all of the images that you already pre-populated in the store for, like, just branding your app. You can see I can pull all of those and choose which one I want to use to promote my app.
Awesome.
The other thing is you can see here that I can go and set my monthly budget anywhere from between $10 and $100, and I can get an estimated impressions. All you have to do is simply add a credit card. I'm not going to actually process this because I don't really run a campaign on Skype, but you can see how easy it is. And then, like Trevor was saying, it's just a couple steps. I hit agree, and if I scroll down and I choose to save this, it would actually charge my credit card and make this a live campaign across Windows Phone apps in the US.
Awesome. So when somebody launches a campaign, how can they sort of monitor performance?
Yes. So since I don't have real data, I'm going to go back to the PowerPoint and I'll just show you a screenshot of some of the data where you can see a dashboard again. Very similar dashboard that you see for all your app monetization. You can see for impressions and click-throughs. So as you can see here, here's a sample screenshot of what your app, your campaign will look like and how you can see your monetization for your campaign. You can see you get a little dashboard on ad performance that you can see clicks and impressions that your campaign is successfully running across Microsoft Windows Phone Network in the US.
Awesome.
All right. And so as a recap, you saw how simple it was to create a campaign. So in a recap, access the ad campaign set up in PubCenter, which is a very simple, it's right on the main page of your dashboard, so you can easily get to it. The second, enter a URL to your apps in the Windows Phone Store, and it'll automatically pull your creatives, and then you can choose the different size and layout of that ad campaign and select your image. The fourth thing, add a credit card. And it's simple to add a credit card. And if you already have association with us, sometimes your credit card information will be pulled in from other Microsoft account information. And then establish a monthly budget that you want to go live with, anywhere between $10 to $100 to run your campaigns for a month. And finally, measure and manage your ad campaigns using a great new PubCenter dashboard. And you can see your clicks and impressions. That's the new Promote Your App for Developers.
Awesome. That looks pretty slick and simple to me. All right, well, just to recap, there are three easy things you can do to improve monetization and app discoverability. First, install the new Ad SDKs. We have new Ad SDK for Windows 8 and a few for Windows Phone. They take just minutes to install. Number two, leverage the new PubCenter. We heard your feedback. We made a lot of improvements. We redesigned it from the ground up. We hope that it's a much better tool to help you manage advertising in your apps. And the third thing is promote your apps. Currently available in the US for Windows Phone, but we look forward to expanding this capability over time. If you're looking for one easy place to find everything, the best place to go is to our developer website, adsandapps.microsoft.com. We also include in the downloadable version of this deck, we have a link to the MSA build blog, And we have MSDN documentation for Windows and Windows Phone. We also have a link to global publisher support. That's free email support. You can find all of these links, by the way, just by going to the Ads and Apps Developer website if you don't want to download this presentation. But I recommend that you download the presentation because we have detailed speaker notes and step-by-step instructions, tons of slides that walk you through each and every step of installing the ad SDKs and promoting your app. So with that, I really want to thank you for joining us today. We hope that these new tools will improve monetization and the developer experience. And thank you very much, and have a great build.
Thank you. Have a great day.